What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is a distinct honor and pleasure to be with you on a Monday. Rico Beard's World Tour continues, and The Godfather is with us, presented by Speaker City. It is Michael Stone. He will be here all week. This is a very exciting week.
Thank you. Oh, yes, because there's nothing happening.
No, it allows us to be more creative. That's how I choose to view it.
Absolutely.
I hate when radio hosts get on the air and are like, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, great sales pitch to your audience. Mm. No, we have a ton of things to talk about. So here's how today's show is going to work. No win position. I'm not going to be able to make all of you happy. So I'm not going to try. It's just simple. It would be equally stupid for us to completely ignore what happened this weekend, as it would be equally stupid for us to dedicate a majority of the show to it. So a couple segments to open, and then we are going to move on. And I want to entertain you guys, and I want to give you guys something to listen to on a 100-degree Monday. We got a red-hot baseball team. I just don't know what it means. Stoney's night at the ballpark. Today is a holiday for many. Happy College Football Returns Day. And look, we're going to have fun, but can't ignore what went down this weekend. And understand, I'd like to think, I've told you this a million times, I can't even make it about politics, what took place this weekend. It's just, I feel like we are just lost as people on both sides of the aisle, and I don't understand caring enough about politics to want to take someone's life. I don't understand what I watched. I really would like to believe we're better than that, but we're not. I mean, guys, there have been 14 attempted presidential assassinations and 4 successful ones. Sadly, this has kind of been who we are over the long haul. You get some deranged people on both sides of the aisle. But Mike, here's my question to you and to the people. Am I wrong because I didn't really react? I saw it and I went, well, that's messed up. And I watched some of the coverage, but I didn't. I'm not moved by anything anymore because I'm numb to, hey, there's a bombing here and there's a shooting here and then this many people died on the south side of Chicago this weekend. And, oh, look, there's an attempted. I don't even know what to say anymore.
To me, I think you need to be informed of what's happening, and that's about it. I was at a wedding on Saturday, and we found out, and the Wi-Fi or whatever, you couldn't really get a lot of service. So I was getting texts from my friends. But I didn't feel compelled. Once I found out he was fine and all that, fine, life goes on. What bothers me the most, and look, it has nothing to do with what side you're on. So I want everybody to remember this. This is not about left, right, whatever. It's about people. On both sides. What bothered me the most, besides the obvious that this lunatic idiot took a shot at somebody who's running for president, okay? What bothers me the most is, and I'd like to believe that the majority are not like this.
A vast majority.
Not that we'd take shots, obviously, the vast majority wouldn't. The vast majority are not the lunatics on both sides who, as soon as this happens, they make their own ridiculous proclamations on social media and whatever. You have a right-wing conservative congressperson from Georgia saying that the district attorney in that part of Pennsylvania should investigate Joe Biden for this. Then you have the whack jobs on the left who say, oh, this was all planned. It was, you know, fake to make him look good, like a hero and all this. What the hell are you talking about?
A
guy almost lost his life with inches. And look, it's no secret.
One person did lose their life.
Yes, that's the other thing. Exactly. Okay. And look, it's no secret here. I don't like Donald Trump. Okay. But that's irrelevant. He's a human being. And I thought Biden handled it probably better than he's handled a lot in the last 4 or 5 months. You call the guy, you talk to him, and you come out and make the statements that you say. It's just, to me, it's,
I think,
like,
what I don't understand.
It's like become this game. There, okay, you go. Trump gets shot, so we have to blame this person, and we have to blame that. No, there's only one person to blame for the actual shooting. That's the
nutcase on the roof.
The assassin, the would-be assassin who killed somebody else. That's who you blame.
I actually blame the media in a lot of ways, and I blame social media, both. Look, we've turned politics into a team sport. That's not really what it is.
I know.
I mean, look, I have friends on both sides of the aisle. They understand.
As do I.
They can't really engage me in politics because I don't have a party and I don't believe in it. I just think it's ultimately, it is a one-on-one basketball game designed to keep the American people fighting with each other so each party can stay relevant and continue drinking off the fountain. So I don't care. It is more about what will it take for this country to just chill. The temperature in this country, look, I've always believed in my lifetime, not my father's, but in my lifetime, there would be some form of like uprising or some form of civil war. This is, look, we are in many ways we're the greatest nation in the world, but we have like real problems. The temperature in this country is white hot. It's largely why I don't have social media. I don't really concern myself with what other people do. I'm happy to let people do pretty much whatever they want. Just don't mess with me.
Right.
We're good. I don't care. I just don't know what to do.
I mean, we sit and, you know, we kind of like, I wouldn't say make fun of, but like Doug's, you know, sign off, treat everybody with respect. Mine is just be nice to people. You can disagree about policy. Yeah. You can disagree about foreign governments and things like that. But just treat people like I think it
human
used
beings?
To be where Republicans and Democrats could get together and just shoot the breeze. And,
but
now it's become this hate-mongering thing.
On both sides, too.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Look, that's where, again, I blame cable news and I blame social media. And they're kind of one and the same. But people are basically, it's like they think they're a part of a team and the other guy's evil and is never right and your guy's virtuous and always right. And that's not a discourse.
No.
It's just silly. So.
Yeah.
Look, I guess my question, I guess to the people is like, where do we go from here? I mean, I'm not acting like it's the first time it's ever happened.
No.
Because that's factually untrue. There have been 14 attempted assassinations, sadly. I don't know. Is there a chance this could actually bring the country to a more even standpoint, a more neutral standpoint?
For a time period,
or
maybe?
Or do you think this is just going to ratchet up?
No, because the conventions tonight start, so I don't think it's going to be ratcheted down as much as it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it wrong that I just don't react to a whole lot anymore?
No.
I don't believe politics is for me. Like, I just believe both parties actually loathe the American people. They just are out to serve themselves.
Well, when you say parties, I think a lot, the majority of the people who are actually serving us, they're the ones who laugh at us. Because how many who are voted for are actually doing what they're supposed to do? And that's be
zero.
Civil servants. Now, there are some pretty good, you know, senators and congresspeople out there. There really are. But they're a minority.
Oh,
when you see people leave and you see how much money they've been.
Mike, I'm being serious with you. I actually think we've arrived at a point where any person who is smart enough and dedicated enough and shrewd enough to be a politician is smart enough to know it's a complete waste of time.
Yes.
I think what you're seeing is on both sides of the aisle, when you get to the governor level, when you get to the congressional level, and then when you get to the running for president level, we're living Idiocracy. And right. I don't even need to start naming people left and right. You can pick the characters. It's just, it's why I don't believe in any of it. And then when I watch what took place this weekend, it just bums me out because, again, it's going to be weaponized versus
right. How do we fix it?
The first thing I went to wasn't the political party of a crazed 20-year-old disenfranchised, you know, nutcase. It was, this dude's insane. I don't know if he's left or right. It doesn't matter. He took a shot at a guy who was a former standing president and a man who is running for president again. Right. It's intolerable. It's insidious. I could never hate someone enough to want that. And yet, Mike is right here, guys. You saw people holding positions in politics, lobbing tinfoil conspiracy yes. theories this weekend.
Yeah.
Not some guy in his mom's basement.
Right.
So I would look, we're going to do a couple segments on this. And then, yeah, I know it's going to be a wild juxtaposition. We're going to have fun after this.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair to just pretend it didn't happen. But it's also not fair to you to drill you with it for 3-4 hours. What I want from you is this. What happens next? You guys all out there, the assassination attempt, both sides of the aisle. Where does it go from here? It is an election year. But at, like, society-wise, is this a jump-off point where we all look at each other and go, dude, we got to chill out a little bit? Or does it just continue to debt spiral into President Camacho and Brando has electrolytes? Like, what are we really doing?
Well, every time there's a, you know, a school shooting, we say, oh, this is going to be the last.
No.
That goes on and on. No. So we really don't, you know, come to any, you know, conclusion or try to solve anything. I think the best thing for this country would be, you know, my laugh, is a third party. I would call the Common Sense Party, who takes some of the things that they agree with from the right, some of the things from the left, because there are some good things on
reality.
Both sides.
That's the reality.
That's why I can't take these people who are just lockstep. They'll go into the booth in November, and they'll either check Republican or check Democrat. They won't know anything else.
I partly don't blame them because they aren't given a choice. I mean, Mike, look at two-party politics. It's like, I like Italian food. And I also, all right, here, like a New York specialty. I like Chinese food.
Me too.
But I don't exclusively like every dish on that menu.
Right.
Do I like certain Republican policies, especially specific to the economical side? Yes, I do.
Me too.
Do I like some of the Democratic agenda as it would pertain to, I don't know, like
social issues?
But again, only some.
Right.
There are some that I think are zany
right.
and absurd and just nuts.
Right.
There's nowhere for a person like me to go. And I think that's why a lot of Americans are just very disenfranchised mm-hmm. with politics in some total. Right. I'm one of them. And I just choose not to care. But I wanted to bring it up. We can talk about it. I don't treat it like a team sport. It's disgusting what took place. I just want to know what happens next. Because I just don't think we can have the temperature of this country continue to rise.
No.
If we want to end up in a good place. I don't.
There's too much vitriol out there. It's
too much believing that it's a binary thing of right, wrong, good, evil.
Right.
It's not. I'm not trying to be provocative, and I don't want to get into an argument with anybody. It's de-escalation July. Plus, I can't yell today. All right, I had a very loud weekend, very fun weekend at Saratoga.
Oh, good. How'd you do?
I killed it.
Oh, good.
I was on one of the great hot streaks of my life.
Wow.
We can't go there. Two words, cash and roll.
Okay.
We were hammering at the track Saturday. The point I make to you is, I don't believe there's a virtuous side, but the idea that people can say what they say after someone tried to kill a man, or the idea
if
that
somebody did get killed.
Yeah, I want to know where you guys are at with it. And what happens next? What is the actual, like, do you think the temperature goes down or up? I have a bad feeling it will go up because all the media is going to do is weaponize this for their own purposes. But we could talk about it. And then, yes, we're going to do football today. We're going to get into College Football 25 release day. We're going to get into Stoney's night at the ballpark. We got to talk about the Red Hot Tigers. Scooble got screwed. I'm pissed. We're going to talk about that. So if you have an opinion about what went down this weekend with the assassination attempt, I'm fine. We can talk about it. But I don't really know what else to say. It's just, it sucks. It's a bummer, and it's who we are.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. I think that just about says it for me. We'll take a few phone calls, and that'll be it. Because I understand different shows approach different ways. This show won't be doing an hour of this. We won't be doing 2 hours of this. Just not going to do it. It's sunny. It's 90. And frankly, I'd like to continue the good mood. I had a great weekend. I'd like to go that direction.
Good.
All right. 97.1.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.